Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Martin from Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and I wanted to briefly discuss a very interesting and important paper which appeared in the December 18th, 2012 issue of the Annals of Internal Medicine. The paper is entitled Screening for Ovarian Cancer, U.S. Preventive Services Task Force Reaffirmation Recommendation Statement. What the task force concluded was, again, they recommended against screening for ovarian cancer based upon the existing data. It's important to point out that this relates to the completely asymptomatic woman, obviously an individual who has abdominal pain or bloating that persists without an explanation. Certainly ovarian cancer needs to be considered in the differential diagnosis, and obviously that needs to be evaluated. In addition, a woman with a known family history or a genetic risk, clearly there may be some value for a screening approach, even though that has also not been clearly confirmed. But these recommendations, which relate to the completely asymptomatic woman without a family history or a genetic risk, certainly does appear to be reasonable based upon existing data. We all hope, of course, that in the future it will be possible to come up with a screening test for ovarian cancer, whether that's an imaging test or, more likely, some sort of a blood test. But at the present time, there simply is not any evidence that routine screening is of value in this setting. I would encourage you to read this paper. It's well written, it's well considered, and the data are very strong. And it certainly does, again, demonstrate the lack of utility for routine screening for ovarian cancer among the population. I thank you for your attention and encourage you to read this important paper.